Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a mid-bass widen system for jungle and old-school DNB vibes, moving from session view into arrangement view. This one is all about control. We want the bass to feel wide, animated, and exciting in the mids and highs, but we do not want to mess with the foundation. In jungle and classic drum and bass, the low end has to stay solid, centered, and locked to the kick and break. The stereo excitement belongs in the character range, not in the sub. So the big idea is simple: make a mono sub, make a harmonically rich mid-bass, then build a widen layer that only opens up the upper content. After that, use session view like a rehearsal room, test the movement against the breakbeat, and then record the best performance into arrangement view so you end up with a real track structure, not just a loop. First, set up three MIDI tracks. Call them SUB, mid-bass, and widen FX. On the SUB track, keep it clean. Use operator or wavetable with a sine wave, maybe triangle if you want a little more body, but stay simple. Put an EQ8 and a utility after it. If any stereo information sneaks in, force the width to zero. The sub should sit dead center and behave like an anchor. On the MID bass track, this is where the personality lies. Use wavetable, operator, or analog depending on the tone you want. You're aiming for a strong mid-range harmonic profile, not deep low-end weight. Think short, punchy, and slightly aggressive. The mid-bass should hit, breathe, and leave space for the drums. A good starting signal chain here is wavetable into saturator, then some movement with echo or delay. Maybe a touch of hybrid reverb if you want a little atmosphere, then utility and EQ8 at the end. Keep that reverb very subtle though. In this style, too much space can smear the groove fast. Then on the widen FX track, treat this as your ear candy lane. This is for textures, resampled bass fragments, filtered top movement, little fills, and response phrases. Use sampler or simpler, then auto filter, chorus ensemble, echo or spectral time, utility, and EQ8. This track is not meant to carry the bass line all the time. It's there for moments, accents, and transitions. Now go into session view and start building the phrase. This is where the fun begins. On the MID bass track, create a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip. For old-school jungle flavor, don't overplay it. The bass should dance around the break, not choke it. Use short syncopated notes, maybe a root note on the downbeat, a stab on the offbeat, and a variation before the snare or turnaround point. Try thinking in call and response terms with the drums. A strong pattern might be something like a note on beat 1, a short hit on the end of 2, then another small push before beat 4. In the second bar, slightly change the rhythm or move a note up an octave so the loop feels alive. If the drums have a strong swing or break groove, drag that feel into the clip so the bass phrases breathe in the same pocket. Now shape the sound itself. For the synth patch, start with a saw or square saw blend, maybe a second oscillator with a slight detune or a different wavetable that adds upper harmonics. Keep the unison moderate. You want movement, but you do not want to wash out the note center. Use a filter to focus the tone and keep the envelope tight. Fast attack, fairly short decay, controlled sustain, and a short release usually works best here. That envelope is really important in jungle and DNB. If the bass sustains too long, it fights the break. We want a bass that speaks in phrases, not one that just sits there forever. Next, add saturator. This is one of the most important parts of the widen system because the stereo tools need harmonics to work with. Use a few dB of drive, turn soft clip on if needed, and trim the output so you are not just making it louder. The aim is to create useful harmonics, not to destroy the tone. If you want a rougher edge, you can experiment with pedal or overdrive before the saturator, but keep your ears on the low mids. That area can go cloudy quickly. Now here's the key widening move. Do not just throw a huge stereo effect on the whole bass. Instead, split the mid-bass into two parts using an audio effect rack. Build one chain for the mono core, and one chain for the width layer. On the core chain, keep things centered, utility at zero width, maybe a little EQ shaping if needed, and keep the body stable. On the width chain, high pass the signal around 120 to 180 Hz so you are only widening the upper harmonics. Then add chorus ensemble very gently, a short stereo echo or delay, and use utility to open the width somewhere around 120 to 160%. That gives you the feeling of width without moving the fundamental around. This is the real trick. Keep the foundation focused and only let the character spread out. Chorus ensemble is great when used with restraint. It thickens a restyle texture, adds motion to a bass stab, and can make a top layer feel wider without sounding cheap. But if you go too hard, The groove gets blurry, so think subtle. Let it enhance the sound, not replace the sound. Echo can also work like a micro-movement tool. Use short delays, low feedback, and filter the repeats heavily. Slight left-right offsets can add bounce and give the line a little shimmer, especially on fills or response hits. Just remember, in DNB the effect should feel rhythmic, not washed out. Then add motion with auto filter. This is where you can really start telling a story. Open the filter on the drop, close it down during tension, automate resonance for pressure, and move the cutoff during scenes or sections. In session view, you can use clip envelopes to automate filter cutoff, saturator drive, echo mix, chorus amount, and utility width. That means each scene can have its own personality. For example, make one scene that is dry and centered, another that is slightly widened, another that is filtered and tense, and another that is open and aggressive for the drop. Session view becomes your performance lab. You can launch scenes, compare versions, and hear what actually works with the breakbeat. That's an important coaching point here. Think in layers of attention, not just layers of sound. The listener should always understand the foundation, the movement, and the flash. If everything is busy at once, the groove stops feeling intentional. A strong jungle track often works because there is space for the break to speak. Now let's talk arrangement. Once your scenes feel good, hit arrangement record and perform the track in real time. Launch scenes, switch clips, bring effects in and out, and capture the movement. This is one of the best ways to turn a loop into a track. You are not just drawing automation. You are playing the arrangement. Then go into arrangement view and refine the structure. Maybe the intro starts narrow and filtered, then the groove section opens up a little, then the breakdown becomes more spacious and tense, and the drop comes back with the widest version of the bass. That contrast is what makes the widened system feel musical. A strong jungle arrangement often breathes like this. Intro, hints of bass, mostly narrow. First drop, mid-bass present, but not fully wide. Main groove, the widened system opens gradually. Breakdown, more stereo motion, more tension, less density. Second drop, widest and heaviest version. Outro, strip it back and return to mono focus. That rise and fall is the whole vibe. Wide for excitement, mono for weight, filtered for anticipation, saturated for aggression. Now route SUB, mid-bass, and widen effects into a bass bus. On the bus, use EQA to clean up mud, especially in the low-mid zone if needed. A little glue compressor can help the layers move together, but keep it gentle. You want a few dB of gain reduction at most. Utility is useful here too, just to check mono compatibility. If the bass feels wide in stereo, but weak in mono, do not try to fix that with more bus processing. Go back and reduce stereo information in the layer that is causing the problem. That low-mid mono check is huge. Around 150 to 350 Hz is where stereo bass can get cloudy fast. If it sounds impressive solo but loses punch when collapsed, trim the side content before you reach for more width. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't widen the sub. Keep anything below roughly 100 to 120 Hz mono. Don't use too much chorus. It may sound huge alone, but it can wreck the groove in context. Don't make the mid-bass too long. Shorter envelopes usually work better in jungle and old-school DNB. And don't forget the drums. The bass should interlock with the break, not ignore it. For extra movement, try some advanced ideas. Automate width by note roll so root notes stay narrow, passing tones get a little wider, and answer hits open up the most. Alternate between two width modes every four bars, like a subtle chorus mode and a wider echo mode, or build call and response phrases where one bass line is tighter and drier, and the reply is wider and more animated. You can also resample the widened bass once it feels good. Chop the best parts into simpler, retrigger them with slight timing shifts, and build variation from audio. That can give you a more authentic jungle feel than endless tweaking. If you want more grit, add drum bus on the mid layer only. Use it for drive, a little extra transient pressure, and attitude. And if you want a more vintage edge, layer in a tiny amount of noise, hiss, or tape-style texture. High-pass it heavily and bring it in only on selected phrases. Here's a strong practice challenge. Build an 8-bar loop with a classic breakbeat, a narrow bass phrase for bars 1 and 2, then add a widened response in bars 3 and 4. In bars 5 and 6, increase saturation and delay only on the top layer. In bar 7, filter down and create tension. In bar 8, open it up, then strip it back so the loop resets with energy. Do that with 4 scenes in session view, then record it into arrangement view and shape it into an actual progression. If you want to level it up even more, build a 16-bar evolution. Start narrow, add stereo response phrases. Increase contrast, then peak with the widest usable version before snapping back into a tighter state. Keep the sub mono, limit yourself to a few stereo processes, and check the full loop in mono before you call it done. So the final formula is this: mono sub, harmonic mid bass, controlled widening on only the upper content, session view for experimentation and performance, arrangement view for structure and contrast, and a bass line that dances with the break instead of fighting it. If you get that balance right, you'll get that rolling, murky, old-school jungle energy where the bass feels huge and alive, but the low end still hits like a truck. And that's the system. Tight, musical, and heavy. Now go build it, record it, and make the break and bass talk to each other.